This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Good morning. During the last legislative session, a group called Alliance for a Healthier Vermont pushed an excise tax on sugar-sweetened beverages like soda that would have raised an estimated $30 million for Vermont. Some might call it a victory that lawmakers instead decided to apply the state's 6% sales tax to soda and candy, but advocates are not convinced. Tina Zook is with the American Heart Association and is co-chair of the Alliance for a Healthier Vermont. Thanks so much for speaking with us today.
Well, thanks for having me.
Now, first describe Alliance for a Healthier Vermont. What exactly is it?
It's a coalition of groups who are formed around the goal of passing the sugary drink excise tax and using the revenue to address obesity and also provide greater access to health care for low-income Vermonters. We have 60 Vermont organizations that are part of the Alliance, pretty much every public health organization you can think of, to businesses and farms, likely due to the fact because we were pushing that some of the revenue from the tax be used to provide subsidies to low-income Vermonters to be able to purchase healthy local foods. So it was a win-win for many groups.
Why did the Alliance want an excise tax on sugary beverages?
The obesity crisis is very significant, even in Vermont, which is often thought of as the most healthy state in the nation. We're kind of the best of the worst when it comes to obesity. So we're spending about $202 million on treating the diseases caused by obesity annually, and that's just adults. That doesn't count the costs associated with kids. But more important than reducing the spending is to try to get the diseases reduced and also to provide funding so we can prevent obesity ongoing.
Well, why wouldn't the sales tax have the same effect as the excise tax? It seems like it would have a more direct impact for consumers.
Right. The excise tax is much better in terms of public health. So probably the easiest way to explain it is a sales tax is a percentage of the total price of a product, right? So as you mentioned, it's 6%. So if you buy anything that's a dollar, you pay 6 cents. And also the sales tax is only shown on the receipt after the sale. So it has nothing to do with changing your behavior. And that's what we want. We want people to drink these sugary drinks just as the treat that they were intended to, not constantly throughout the day. The consumption of these drinks has increased 500% over the last 50 years. And we want to get that down, obviously. The excise tax is better in doing that because the tax is actually imposed on the distributor. So it's already on the price of the product when you see it at the shelf. So you can make the decision based on the price that you see right there. And it's also taxed on the volume of the product instead of a percentage of the price. So the more you drink or the more you purchase, the bigger you'll feel it. I went to one of our local stores to just see like how that would have translated. And if you buy a 12-pack sleeve of whatever it is, Mountain Dew, Coke, Pepsi, this store had them on sale currently for two for $5. With a sales tax, that ends up being only 30 cents more that you would pay for those two 12-packs. With an excise tax, that would be per ounce, and so it would be $5.76 that you would be paying in addition. So that would likely deter you from buying so much. For those people who drink like the 2 liters a couple times a day, who stock up on cases, the excise tax is front and center in the price, and you can make that decision based on that price and likely choose a healthier option.
Now, groups that opposed the excise tax, like the Vermont Retail and Grocers Association, said that an excise tax wouldn't work because some retailers would just choose not to raise the price of those beverages, but instead would spread the cost of the tax to many other products in their store. I mean, wouldn't that defeat the purpose of trying to keep Vermonters from buying these kind of drinks?
Well, it would, but we don't know that that would happen. Those were the same arguments that were made with the cigarette excise tax, and they never happened. And smoking has dropped significantly from the time we first had like a 20-cent tax, and we're up to $2.75, soon to increase over $3 now. So it has been effective. There's no state that's passed an excise tax on sugary drinks yet. Mexico has about over a year ago, and they saw a reduction in the sales of sugary drinks just as intended. It dropped by 10%, but healthier drinks also, the sales increased by 7%. If the beverage industry did not think this tax would work, I don't think they would have spent the kind of money that they did this session trying to defeat it. They spent $500,000 in just 3 months on lobbying and media to try to defeat it.
The other argument, though, that they make is that Vermonters faced with this tax on soda, especially in places near the New Hampshire border, would simply do their shopping in the Granite State, and that would hurt Vermont businesses.
We had studies done, actually, the Center for Rural Studies at UVM looked into that very concern, and it wouldn't cause anybody who was not already currently shopping there to cross border to buy a cheaper drink. And they did that study 2 years in a row and found almost identical results. So it won't prevent people who are already going across the border from shopping, but of the people who don't shop there currently, none of them said they would go across the border to buy these drinks at a cheaper price.
And the other argument that I hear a lot about folks who are opposed to this is, why should government be getting involved in this? I can make my own decisions about what to buy, what to drink, what to eat, get out of the game of trying to influence me in that way.
Well, there are a lot of reasons why the government should get involved. When there's a health crisis that impacts Vermonters and that it costs other Vermonters, it makes sense for the government to step in. They do that with seatbelts. They've done that with smoking laws. The other reason is, as I mentioned, $202 million in healthcare costs that we're spending annually. Half of that is Medicare and Medicaid, so other Vermonters are paying for it. But also, I think most importantly, for the health of our kids. This is the first generation of kids that are likely not going to outlive their parents. And we have kids now who have type 2 diabetes that never did before. And we can't just sit back when we know that there's a crisis such as this and not do anything.
Tina Zook, you mentioned that there is no state currently that has an excise tax. You're going to keep going on with this fight for Vermont. Will you push for an excise tax come the next session?
Absolutely. Whether it passes next session or the session following, we will be at it. As you likely know, there's kind of these off years where people get elected. They don't like to do things like this. But we will absolutely keep trying because it makes sense. It'll reduce healthcare spending, and that's something that's a priority for legislators, and this is one of the top drivers of healthcare spending, so we will continue.
Tina Zook is with the American Heart Association and is co-chair of the Alliance for a Healthier Vermont, which is lobbying in favor of an excise tax on sugar-sweetened beverages. Thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you.